ethical principles to becoming an American, you had to know 100 historical facts. What was one reason for the Civil War? Who was president during World War II? And you had to spend 5 uninterrupted years on North American soil. We memorized the facts. We stayed in place. But when I elevated my feet at night and my head found its pillow, I wondered, of what country was I during those hours when my feet were in the air? When we applied for citizenship, I rounded the hard edges of my accent, and that was one tangible way in which I had changed. We heard nothing for a year. We grew thin. We understood how little we were worth, how small our claim in the world. We had no money after our application fee and nowhere to go. Then, we received the summons for our interview, the final background check, the examination, the approval. At the ceremony, they screened a video filled with eagles and artillery, and all of us recited a pledge. We sang our new anthem, and once it was done, it was said we were American. The newest batch of Americans celebrated, but in the open courtyard, I let my head hang back. I watched the sway of palm trees, knowing here was where I was supposed to think about the future and how bright it might be. But instead, all I could think of was Petrona, how I was 15 like she had been the last time I saw her. From Mama's old agenda, I got her address. But it wasn't a real address, just a set of directions Petrona had dictated to Mama back when we lived in Bogota. Petrona Sanchez at the Invasion between Street 7 and 48, Kilometer 56, the house past the lilac bush. In our apartment, I locked myself in the bathroom and turned on the shower. And as the bathroom steamed, I wrote the letter. I didn't know where to begin, so I followed the form I had learned in middle school. Heading, 3 de febrero del 2000. Chula Santiago, Los Angeles, Estados Unidos. Respectful greeting. Querida Petrona. Body that uses easy and exact vocabulary. Petrona, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo está tu familia? Each new paragraph with first line indented. Mi familia está bien. Estoy leyendo Don Quijote. Los Angeles es bonita, pero no tan bonita como Bogotá. The closing line was next, but instead I wrote about what it was like to flee from Colombia, how we boarded a plane, Bogota to Miami to Houston to LA, how I prayed for no immigration officers to stop us and send us back, how I could not stop thinking about everything we had lost. When we first arrived to LA, it was impossibly sunny, and all I could smell was the salt from the ocean. The smell of salt burned my nose when I breathed in. I wrote paragraph after paragraph about salt, like I was crazy. We washed our hands with salt to reverse bad luck. Salt was the one thing Mama bought when she was afraid to spend our money. I read in a magazine that packaged salt has crushed animal bone in it, which disgusted me until I realized that so must the oceans. Beach sand was part bones too. In the end, all the talk about salt came to feel like some type of code. It's gotten so, I wrote, I can't even smell salt anymore. It became my closing line, not because I meant it to be, but because suddenly I had nothing more to say. I never asked the one thing I wanted to know. Petrona, when we left, where did you go? When Petrona's reply arrived, I tried to find hidden messages behind the ordinary information she volunteered. The nice weather, the newly paved road to her house in the Invasion, the lettuces, the cabbages in season. In the end, it didn't matter her letter back to me was so ordinary, because all the answers I could ever hunger for were printed on that photograph, which she creased in half and placed in the folds of her letter before licking the